families have been working overseas for a year, 2 years, 6 months, 10 years, 15 years, and they're coming back, whether as an individual, as a couple, as a family, and facing the challenges of leaving one country, going into their passport country, and needing to make sure the transition goes well. And one of the new things that a lot of organizations are talking about is debriefing. Well, what is debriefing?
Debriefing is a conversation where you have a chance to talk about yourself, about different areas of your life. You have a secure environment, a time frame, and it's not just after church or after a seminar where you try to shoot off a couple of thoughts and ideas that you have, but you have a secure environment where you talk about yourself, about different areas of your life, about your work, about your occupational situation, about your relational situation. How am I doing with friends, with certain people in my life, positives and challenging situations? Then you have areas that relate to your organization. Several people I know have stress in the organizational dynamic area with their leader, with colleagues, etc. And it's just good to have a safe environment where you can talk about this. Then you talk about your physical situation, your psychological well-being, your support, financial support, emotional support from people back home, and also your spiritual well-being in a way of, has my relationship with God changed? How do I see God? Is he close to me? Do I feel close to him? Etc. So you have a one-hour time frame or maybe longer where the facilitator, the debriefer, asks you specific questions and you have the freedom to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And it's good that it's not a, oh, you are wrong kind of thing, or in my situation it was like this. The debriefer's role is simply to listen and to ask stimulating questions.
When should this take place?
There are different times when this should take place. I would like to start talking about regular routine debriefings every 6 months, to have a time set aside with someone, with a counselor, with a debriefer, with someone from your human resource department where you talk specifically about these things. Another time would be when you return to your home country, end of term debriefing sort of, and then you wrap up your time overseas and you talk about the things, how did it go, what positive came out, what didn't work so well, what did I learn, what areas have I grown, etc. And just talking about it and receiving stimulating questions can help you to sort things out, to put them in categories in your mind, in your head, and wrap up things. Another time when debriefing is good is in critical incidents, after critical incidents, where you have a high stress situation and you got to talk about it. So it's facilitated in a way that you just vent, you just talk about certain things, and that really helps to offload.
Who needs to be debriefed? Just the person working, the whole family, the children? Is it different for different people?
Yes, it's definitely different for different people. Times change. It's not only the man who works and the wife who follows. Just comes to my mind, I just received the handout of a seminar I'm going to speak with the participant list. And on the participant list is the man, then exclamation mark, plus wife, exclamation mark, closed. And so you see in the whole participant list, you see that the man sort of looks more important than the wife. And I think if a wife would have written this, she would have written it differently. It's a family unit who goes overseas. It's the husband who might have a certain job contract, but the wife has a major impact as well, and the children have a major impact as well. So they go overseas as a family unit, as a family system, and each family member has an influence on the family system. If my wife has issues, health issues or psychological issues, it has an effect on me, on my work, on my well-being, because I care about her and I carry her burdens. And if my children have school issues or relational issues and are struggling in some areas, it also has an effect on me as well as on my wife. So a routine debriefing should be done with the whole family unit.
Okay, so we've talked debriefing as an individual, debriefing as a family. Now, how do you debrief children? Because children are part of the family.
Yes, children don't really have the vocabulary to express their thoughts, their emotions, their well-being. So you, depending on the age group, you need different tools to do this. We adults, we have, we can talk, oh, this was like this, and I felt like this in this situation, or, yeah, my boss did this to me, and it made me feel like this, etc. Children don't have this. And so you use tools like words. You ask them about, just describe this in this situation. What happened in this situation? Then you can use pencils and painting and drawing to ask them, well, draw a picture of your family. And then you talk about this. What I like to use is Playmobil, these little dolls. And then you collect different figures for your family, like one for dad, one for mom, for all sisters and brothers. And you include dog and cat and maybe a hamster. Whoever is important, whoever this child feels is part of the family unit. And then you just play a little bit with those. And then debriefing means also, especially end-of-term debriefing, means there is a transition ahead. You sort of cross a bridge from one country to another country, from one situation to another situation. And then you ask the child to play and to move those figures over the bridge, for example, from Thailand to Germany. When we did this with this one family, there were a lot of tears. There were three children there, and each of the three children had mom, dad, and dog, and the family unit together, and they had to move them over the bridge. And the parents weren't allowed to interrupt, and, oh, you have to do it this way, or no. It was the child had to do it. And then they started smiling, and then in the middle of the bridge, they broke, and they cried, and, I can't do it, I cannot leave my dog back home, and I want to tag my dog with me to Germany, and things like this. It gave an insight into the child's heart, an insight for their parents, as well as an insight for the facilitator, the debriefer, and I was able to ask some more questions and to dig a little bit deeper. And so it helps the child to express what's actually going on in the life of the child.
So it's important to debrief as the individual, as a husband and wife,
yes,
and also as a family, but also allow the children to express their feelings, whether it's in drawings or with characters. We've said that debriefing needs to be, if possible, 6 months, regularly, 6 months, maybe once a year, minimum. End of service or before you come back for a time of furlough or yes, deputation, doing it with the whole family. When we come back for another program is to talk about what we as individuals need to look for in a person who debriefs us.